Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servants, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Today, we are going to be going into a very amazing word session. I titled today's message called Greater Works, A Closer View. Praise the Lord. Greater Works, A Closer View. Greater Works, A Closer View. Praise God. My text is taken from John chapter 14, verse 12. John chapter 14, verse 12. And the outline of what we are going to deal with today, number one, we are going to look at what is greater works. Number two, we are going to look at why greater works. Number three, we are going to look at some stories of greater works. We are going to look at Harvest World and some other things. Number four, we are going to look at questions of greater works, questions to ask about greater works. Number five, we are going to look at why are we not experiencing greater works. And number six, we are going to look at what to do now to experience greater works. Praise the Lord. Okay, let's just share a short word of prayer, then we'll go into the word. Father Lord, we thank you. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. We give you all the adoration. Father, we thank you. Lord, less of me and more of you. Let your word come in power. Let it come and heal people. Let it transform people. Let it change people. Lord, bless your word. Anoint your word. Let it do that which you're supposed to do. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I will experience more of greater works. For in Jesus' name we are praying. Can I have a loud amen? You can type amen there. Praise the Lord. Okay, if you have a pen, take a pen or promise that you are going to listen to this message. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So before we read the text, last year, actually most successful people and most productive people begin to plan their next year in the month of October. You know, when I used to be in business before I came into full-time ministry, the top earners and the top most productive people around the world and in my business, they always plan their next year October, latest November. You know, if you begin to plan for 2020, December and January, nobody plans December, right? You begin to plan January, you are just about wasting your time. Yeah? So to be productive, you begin to plan your year. And so last year, Pastor began to tell us, I think he announced it early, that the word for 2021 was greater works. Praise God. And at our crossover service we did, Pastor announced it officially and we shared it, about greater works, greater works. So January has passed, February has passed, and now we are in October. And I'm sure some of us were excited. What has God told Pastor for 2022 and all that and all that. Praise God. But I want us to revisit the theme that God gave our sent man for us, and I want us to look at it closely because the year has not ended. And as I said, when I was teaching sometime in Lekki Church, I said, see, what God has said, he has said, greater works will happen whether you like it or not. Whether you experience it is a different thing entirely. And so today we're going to look at greater works, a closer view. We want to revisit it. I know we're still excited, and so some people go into the next year excited and they miss out what God had in store. So let's go into the word from our text, Luke, John chapter 14, verse 12. But I'll start reading from verse 9. Jesus said unto him, have I been with you so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father, and how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Verse 10, believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwells in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verse 12. Jesus now said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believes on me, the works I do shall he do also. You know, the truth of the matter is, there were works Jesus did, and it's funny that most of us, some of us, are not even doing those works. But he now went on to say, grant greater works than this shall he do, because I go unto the Father. And greater works. And that was the theme, that was the text that the Lord dropped in Pastor Minga's hand, and he said it, that that's our year. And so what we're looking at, the first on my outline is what is greater works. And so to look at that, we're going to look at Luke chapter 7 verse 22. Please follow me. This is a very long and exciting teaching. Luke chapter 7 verse 22. Then Jesus answered and said unto them, go your way and tell John what things you have seen and heard. Because John sent people to say, Jesus, are you the one? You are doing miracles. I'm here and I'm in prison. Won't you release me? And Jesus said, go your way and tell John what things you have seen and heard. How that the blind see. Now we're looking at the works of Jesus. The blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, to the poor the gospel is preached. I read again. He said, the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, to the poor the gospel is preached. Next scripture, let's look at Acts 10:38. Very popular scripture, Acts 10:38. This is Peter telling Colinus about Jesus, you know, in his sermon, and he said how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. So Jesus was anointed. So to do even the works of Jesus, you need to be anointed. Praise God. He said, anointed with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good. Jesus went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. So what were the works of Jesus? Jesus was healing lepers, blind eyes were opening, all those things. Those were the works. Now, what are greater works? Let's go to Matthew 28. Matthew 28. Praise God. Please stay with me. Matthew 28. Matthew 28. And we're going to start from verse 18. In Matthew 28, Jesus had finished his time and said, and Jesus came and spoke unto them, and start from verse 18, Matthew 28, 18 to 20, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. Now remember, in our text, John 14, 12, Jesus said, I go to the Father, so you will do greater works. He said, if you believe in me, talking about those who are believers, he said, the works I do, and I've mentioned the works, blind see and all the, and we'll talk about that. He said, the works I am doing, you will do it also. And greater works, because I go to the Father. So the reason why we qualify for greater works, because Jesus is no more in the scene. Yeah? He's no more on the scene. We're in the realm of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is here and is part of the Godhead. So Jesus is not saying, I'm leaving. Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and on earth. Go ye therefore. He has exited the scene and is about to introduce the greater works. Right? Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Lo, I am with you even unto the ends of the world. So Jesus is now introducing the greater works, right? Let's open Mark 16. Praise God. Let's open Mark 16, verse 15 to 20. Mark 16, we'll start from verse 15 to 20. And Jesus, and he said unto them, go into the world. Again, he's saying go. Matthew has written his version. Mark is writing his version from another angle. Go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Look at it, the word preach the gospel. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believes not shall be damned. All these signs shall follow them that believe. Now, this scripture was not written to pastors. Was not written to prophets. I know there's the healing anointing. I know there are gifts of healings. I know the gifts that come with the office of the prophet, the apostle, evangelist. But Jesus was not even talking about all those things here, because the Holy Ghost has not even yet come. So they have not been gifted. He was talking about, just because you believe in my name. Mind you, when Jesus was on earth, they went out doing things in his name. And they said, Jesus, we saw Satan. We were just doing that. And Jesus said, small thing. I saw Satan fall as lightning. Rejoice that your name is in the book of life. Actually, there was a man who was actually doing miracles when Jesus was. And they said, Jesus, we saw somebody casting out devils in your name. We tried to stop him. And Jesus said, why are you stopping him? This will be a normal thing after I go. So Jesus is saying, all the signs shall follow them and believe. In my name, they shall cast out devils. Greater works now. On the greater works. In my name, they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. And they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. This is talking about everybody here. Everybody here. Everybody. I read one more time. These signs shall follow every believer. Every believer, first timers joining online, every member in Harvest World Assembly, Maryland, Bagada or Lekki, this sign shall follow you in my name. Just saying in the name of Jesus, devils are cast out. Listen, the goal of this teaching is to produce faith in your heart for this last quarter. The goal of this teaching is to make you go all out for the kingdom. Praise God. Praise God. So follow me, right? He said, they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. If they dig in deadly, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on sick and they shall recover. So, what are greater works? Number one, if you are writing, Greater works is getting people saved. Jesus, when he was on earth, could not make anybody born again. Jesus, when he was on earth, could not make anybody born again. Simple reason, he wasn't yet, he had not died, he had not been glorified. So greater works is leading people to Christ. That's why he said, greater works will you do than this. Because when Jesus was on earth, all he could do was preach, show signs and wonders. He could not, because he had not yet died, he had not yet been glorified. So that is left for two of us to do. That's why he's cheering us on. Oh, you can do it. You can do it, Kelechi. You can do it. See, getting people saved is greater works. Number two, getting people baptized in the Holy Ghost. Jesus, see, actually, Jesus was already in heaven in the book of Acts when they were filled with the Holy Ghost. Then Peter will now be doing it and all that. Jesus could not get anybody baptized in the Holy Ghost. Again, I didn't slip my tongue. You are the one that will do it. That's why I said, greater works will you do. Number three, Jesus could not plant churches, could not start cells. Oh, I see some people are suspecting where Pastor Egotum is going with this. Yes, this is where I'm going to. Jesus could not plant churches, could not start up cells. He could only gather people, and they would run away, and eventually, you know, they ran away when they said, you are teaching us to suck blood and eat flesh. They left him, 12 remained. Even the 12 still ran away, one betrayed him. You know the story, right? He could not plant churches. He couldn't start churches. He couldn't gather people in his name. That is led for us. That's why after the same Peter, who was a coward, after the Holy Ghost came, after the Bible says Jesus breathed on them and they received the Holy Ghost as they became born again, quote and unquote. In the book of Acts, the Bible says Peter preached and 3,000 were saved. Jesus fed 5,000. Jesus fed a lot of people. But you see 3,000 coming to Christ. Jesus didn't do it. Greater works. Pay attention. Number four. Healings, miracles, manifestation, and demonstrations. If you go to the book of 1 Corinthians, God begins to talk about the manifestation of the Spirit and the demonstrations of the Spirit. And at that level that Paul was, the Holy Spirit revealing to Paul, he was talking about some dimension. Now, Jesus operated in those dimensions quite all right. And those things, we have to do them ceaselessly. We are able to do it more. So what are greater works? Number one, getting people born again. Number two, getting people baptized in the Holy Ghost. Right? Number three, planting churches, starting cells, discipling people, and also healing, miracles, manifestations, and demonstrations. We'll go to the next point on my outline. Why greater works? Why greater works? I've already said it before, but let me just go through it since you are writing. Number one, why greater works? Because Jesus is no more on earth. Again, the scripture in John 14, and I'm going to read for you, praise God. John 14, verse 12, says that, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believes on me, the works I do shall he do also. And greater works than this shall he do." Listen, emphasis on greater works. Greater works shall he do. I'm saying it because this is October. Some people here, you have not even done work, safe. Oh, okay. I'll say it again. You have not even done works, just works. I know you have been promoted. I know you are married. I know you are pregnant. I know. Those are testimonies. Congratulations. We are talking about the mandate that God gave our senior pastor for the year. And the year is about to end and we are waiting for the next mandate. Did we do this one? Greater works than this shall he do because I go to the Father. So the number one reason why greater works, Jesus is no more on earth. No more on earth. Jesus cannot heal anybody. I'll say it again. Jesus cannot heal anybody. He's not on earth. He expects you to lay hands so we heal that person. So if we go to Mark 16, quickly, let's go to Mark 16. We're just coming from there. Mark 16, after Jesus, he said, verse 19 says, "So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven." You see, he left. And he sat on the right hand of God. Jesus is at the right hand of God. Broken marriages. My friend is not feeling fine. What do you want God to do? There's nothing God is doing. God has done everything about healing. He has done everything about people who are suffering broken homes. He has done everything and is depending on us. He's depending on us. Mind you, he's not depending on the apostles. He's not depending on the prophet. He's depending on all believers. Look at verse 20. "And they went forth." They. He didn't say the apostles. He didn't say the prophets. He didn't say the evangelists. They went for all believers, because the previous scripture says, "This time I follow them that believe." "And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord walking with them and confirming the word with signs following." Jesus is only going to confirm his word. He will not heal anybody. I'm messing up some people's theology. I move on. Why greater works? Number two, he has commissioned us to do so. Number one, he's no more on earth. He has left the scene, has given you scripture. Number two, he has commissioned us to do so. He has commissioned us to do so. We saw that in Matthew 28. Number three, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Let's go to 1 John. Let's go to 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. Praise God. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. In 1 John chapter 4, it says, you have got little children and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. You have got little children and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Listen, the third reason is greater is he that is in you. That's why greater works. So when you are saying, 1 John 4, 4 says, you have got little children and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Praise the Lord. So the greater one is already on the inside of you. So when Jesus said, he said, greater works shall you do. I'm going to the Father. So after he left the scene, he dwelt inside Lamide. He dwelt inside Igotome. He dwelt inside John. He dwelt inside Peter. He dwelt inside everybody. Praise God. That's why Stephen, when they will call Stephen and say, come and share food though, Stephen will be doing dangerous signs and wonders. Because why? Greater is he. So when greater is he that is in you than he that is the world, why will you do anything less? Number four, why greater works? Through greater works, God is glorified and people are drawn to him. Through greater works, God is glorified and people are drawn to him. Let's look at John chapter 15. John chapter 15 verse 8. In John chapter 15 verse 8, he says, herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. So shall you be my disciples. When you bear fruit, when you do greater works, God is glorified. God is glorified. God is glorified. And people are drawn to him. People are drawn to him. Praise God. Okay, let's move on very quickly. I want to move on to stories of greater works. And in our stories for greater works, we are going to look at Harvest Word Assembly as a case study. Praise God. Praise God. And so, in Harvest Word Assembly, God helped us. We planted a church this year in Bagada. You remember what I said about greater works, right? Getting people saved, getting people baptized in the Holy Ghost, church planting or planting of cells, healings, miracles, manifestation. So pay attention, right? So God helped us. We planted a church. We're going to have Harvest as a case study. Planted a church in Bagada this year. And Harvest Word Bagada seats about 20 people every Sunday. Pay attention, gathering of people. Next, about 10 people have been born again since the church started. Since the church started in June till date, 10 people have come to Christ. About 4 people have been baptized in the Holy Ghost. Oh, I thought I'll hear a loud amen. You see, most of us don't really know what's happening because of social media, because of news. So we are distracted. We are distracted on the works. We are distracted on the greater works. You know, let me just digress. Reading the epistles, reading the New Testament, the epistles, it's amazing that during the time of Paul, there was a wicked emperor, or you know, king, or whatever you call them. Then, you know, Nero and the rest. Paul never wrote a letter talking about how things were expensive in the church in Philippi, how the Corinthians. He didn't. Because why? It was not really important. Oh, somebody saying, Pastor, what are you trying to say? Listen. I've read the scripture. We are talking about greater works. I love cars. I love some testimonies. But that is not the essence of today's sermon. Praise God. And we have enjoyed miracles. We have enjoyed signs. In our month of prayer, there were a lot of breakthrough of order. We are talking about 9 months have come, 3 months to go. Will you end this month without the word of God spoken through our pastor fulfilling your life? Because it's not going to magically happen itself. You have to pay attention to it. So that's the Bagada story. Now let's move to Lekki Church. This year, in Harvest Word Assembly Lekki, we sit about 30 people every Sunday. This year alone, we have had over 50 testimonies this year. Just over 50 testimonies. About 10 people have been baptized in the Holy Ghost, and 5 people have been saved so far. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay, let's move to our Maryland church. I'm going to focus on the month of prayer. Our month of prayer, we all know, for many of us that joined, the testimonies were just, there were plenty. There were numerous testimonies online, you know, healings, jobs, as in a lot of miracles, signs and wonders. Why pastor was just ministering online, the daily prayers were going on and on and on. You know that. Number two, also in that month, I remember clearly I was watching on Facebook and there was an outbreak of the Holy Spirit and the children church, they were baptized in the Holy Ghost. You know, I remember when the first person on the WhatsApp group and all that, I was like, what's all this? What? I had to go online and I saw the children were just filled with the Holy Ghost. That's greater works. Well, I don't know in Matthew, Mark, Luke and John if Jesus ever led a child to be baptized in the Holy Ghost. He did not. So that's greater works. Can I have a loud amen? Can I have a loud hallelujah? Also, I remember in one of those services that same month, there was a pastor man told me about it, but I also watched it online. The healing of a man that was deaf in one ear. A pastor was ministering and he began to hear. He came out. For those of us who are in Maryland, you remember that particular service. And also, there was a woman who was using crutches who was healed. Who was healed? Why the service was going on and the manifestation of the Spirit took place. Huh, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. These are all that has happened so far. Now, let me talk about my personal story. I'm not talking about me pastoring in Lekki Church. Going from state to state, you know, doing one or two crusades in Shongotedo, in Ekpe, and I just came back from Ogun State last week. And through the platform, just in the space of 3 months, 336 souls have been saved just by me going to some places. 336 souls have been saved. 195 souls in Shongotedo. I did 3 weeks there. Pastor is aware of it. I informed him. 76 souls in Ekpe. And just last week in Ogun State, as I said there, there were 65 souls that were being saved. This year alone, I know I've led 6 people to be baptized in the Holy Ghost. All through the phone. All through the phone. Call them. Okay, you want to receive baptism of the Holy Spirit? Okay, lay hands on your head. And they start speaking in tongues. Right? And in that same last week, there were 3 instant healings, first time in a crusade. First time, 3 instant healings. You know, somebody who had pains all over her body, she was healed instantly, she couldn't move her neck. A lady who had tooth pain, she put her hand there, I said, name of Jesus, you are healed, she was healed. And somebody who had stomach pain, it comes once in a while, she was healed. Instant healing in the crusade, this happened last week Friday. Why am I sharing these stories? I'm sharing these stories because stories inspire our faith. 3 months to go, you can do something in your office. Stop giving this excuse. I've given you scripture upon scripture, and I didn't mention anything that to do with the office. Don't let the devil lie to you that no. Praise God, praise God. The first time God used prophets in the Bible, he was referring to Abraham. He said, Abraham, my prophet. If you read clearly, Abraham was not a prophet. Abraham was a businessman. In other words, there's a posture we can put on earth that heaven sees differently. Is somebody hearing me? Is somebody hearing me? Praise God. So now, I want to ask some questions on greater works. Some questions on greater works. Number one, did you know that there are about 3 billion people out of the 7.8 billion people on earth who have not heard the name of Jesus one clear time? I repeat. Did you know that there are about 3 billion people, actually it's more than that, 3 billion people out of the 7.8 billion people on earth who have not heard the name of Jesus one clear time? Because this today's teaching, I want to adjust how you use social media, what you post on status, how you look at things, what you call testimony, and look at the biblical standard. I was with a friend yesterday and he said something very funny. He said some people will collect crowns in heaven, some people will collect face cap in heaven. That's just a joke. That's a joke. Some people collect crowns, some people with face cap, God will give, say, take face cap, just go in. Go to your house. That's if you have house. Listen, we have to do the things that matter. We have to do the things that matter. And Satan is trying everything to distract us. Everything to distract us through social media, through news, things that don't have eternal value whatsoever. Listen to me, does God want you blessed? Yes, of course. Does God want you prosperous? Yes, of course. But these things are additions. Matthew 6:33 says, seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, and every other thing that people are dying after will be added unto you. He said, your father knows you have need of these things. What you will eat, what you will drink, I'm going to go into what to do to experience greater works, right? So, there are about 3 billion people out of the 7.8 billion people on earth who have not heard the name of Jesus one clear time. Number two, do you know there are over 7,000 unreached people groups in the world? Did you hear what I said? There are over 7,000 unreached people groups in the world. More than half of those unreached people groups are in Africa alone. I will say it one more time. There are over 7,000 because people have the idea that there are too many churches in Nigeria. There are too many pastors. Listen. There are not enough pastors in the world. There are not enough pastors in Africa. There are not enough pastors in Nigeria. There are not even enough pastors in Lekki. There are not enough pastors in Maine. There are not enough pastors. So please stop all that. God is looking for those who go full-time. Don't know those who go part-time. Those who go in as spies. As spies. Don't give me that where I am now. I've not settled down. What do you settle down? Start a cell meeting. Somebody hearing me? I want to provoke you for these greater works. Because why? And I was preparing, and the Holy Spirit said, he said, let's revisit this issue of greater works. Let's revisit, because we are too excited about the new world. Pastor will soon give us the new world, and we'll be excited, and I don't know what it is. Maybe a year of establishment or something. Say, hey, I'm established, I will be dancing. It's good to dance. How about the work that has to do with it? Praise God. Praise the Lord. So, number three, 6.5 million people die every year without Jesus. Did you hear that I said? 65 million people die without Jesus Christ, heading straight to hell. That means 7,200 per hour. That means 120 per minute. That means 2 per second. That means when we logged in this service, and by the time we end, 7,200 people around the world would have died and they didn't hear about Jesus. And tell me how Jesus is pleased. Tell me how Jesus is pleased. Okay, so you were promoted, so what's the big deal? Story. Kenny Hagin's sister died, and Kenny Hagin had a vision about Jesus. Jesus appeared to him, took him to heaven and all that. So Kenny Hagin saw his sister and all that. This is in his books, if you read his books. And so he was talking to his sister and all that. So he didn't want to tell his, because he was like, how is everybody on earth? Blah, 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 blah. He didn't want to tell his sister that, your husband has been married, though. No time, more. You have to move on, though. And you know, he was just trying to hide it and all that. And this was like, are you trying to hide something from me? Blah 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 blah. And you know, I didn't want to say it. She now said, see, whatever it is, don't worry. Here in heaven, we don't hear about what's happening on earth. Who changed car, who didn't change car, blah blah blah. The only thing we are taking note of is when people give their life to Christ. There is celebration here in heaven. Did you hear what I said? Did you hear what I said? I want to restructure somebody's perspective tonight. You have been running helter-skelter, chasing things that don't matter. God has been stirring in your heart. Listen, the part number three goal of this teaching is, some of you here, you have been putting those nudging that the Lord has been giving you. Call pastor, release yourself, yield yourself, start this thing, do this thing. You have put it under because you are chasing mammon. God never compared himself to anything but mammon. Well, let me not go into that, so we don't make this teaching more strange than it is. Praise God. So now I want to ask you some personal questions as regards greater works. Praise God. Now I want to ask you 7 questions. Question number 1, still on questions of greater works. How many people have you said nice words to? How many people? Words like thank you, words like I love you, words like I appreciate you, words like well done. I repeat, I'm starting for the minimal level. We'll go to the one that is more complicated, but just minimal level. How many people have you said nice words to? Because the Bible says, let your speech be seasoned with salt, that it may add grace to hearers. That's what the Bible says. Go and look at the epistles. The epistles are very clear on how we speak. On how we speak. We're in a world where we celebrate people who talk anyhow. You talk to me anyhow on Twitter, I give you back. Hey, savage response. I'm sorry for you. Jesus said, every idle word men speak, they will give account on judgment day. Praise God. Praise God. What nice word have you told people? Thank you, I love you, I appreciate you, well done. Or is complain, or is grumble. Number 2, how many people have you helped? I'm not talking of help with an agenda. If I help this one. How many people have you truly helped? I was reading the Bible, and Jesus, they came to me, Jesus, and said, what should I do to make heaven? Jesus said, what does the Lord read? He said, love your God with all your heart, and love your neighbor as yourself. Jesus said, that's it, go and do it. He now said, who is my neighbor? Who is my neighbor? And Jesus began to tell a story of a Samaritan that was on the road, who the priest, the pastor, dodged. The prophet dodged, everybody dodged, but the Samaritan just helped you. How many people have you helped? Is my question. How many strangers have you harbored? The Bible talked, Peter talked about being hospitable. Somebody hearing me. Number 3, how many people have you prayed for? Hey, there were killings in just. Hey, the next thing, you are just typing. Since happening just, have you prayed for people? As the matter has died in just, have you continued praying? We have left it. We are just social media Christians going with the wave of the moment. Intercession zero. Listen to me. Part of greater works is prayer, and I'll go there. How many people have you prayed for? As in intercession. God told Job, for your turnaround to come, intercede for your people. As he interceded, God turned his captivity around. Can it be that your marital destiny is tied to interceding to your friends who are not yet married? Did you hear what I said? Can it be that your barrenness is tied to somebody that you should intercede for? Let me leave it. Number three. Number four. How many people have you invited to church? How many people have you invited to church? Hey, pastor, I can't evangelize. I'm shy. I don't know what to say. Okay, we know. Oh, yeah, invite people to church. Still quarreling. See, don't give me that. There's no way to invite. Since after COVID, people don't go to church again. No? Online service, they're everywhere. Even when their church is one bus away, they still say it's online service. Online, and they're lying down in their bed. But let's leave it. How many people have you invited to church? Because when you invite them to church, you know, after the pastor preaches, gives altar call, gives to Christ, the crown will get to you. Number five. How many people have you preached to? Yes, how many people have you preached to? I didn't say lead them to Christ, so just to preach the gospel. Just sow the seed, don't worry, somebody else will harvest the seed. How many people have you preached to? See, as I'm dropping all these things, if you're in that category, begin to repent. Though. Just begin to repent. Because I'm already giving you the score sheet already. And don't worry, I don't think Jesus is coming tomorrow. Maybe you come tomorrow, but I don't know. Right? But I'm giving the score sheet. How many people have you preached to? How many people have you preached to? Preached. Just sharing the gospel. And don't call that in your status preaching. It's not preaching, please. It's not preaching. Because after you put the scripture, you put yourself as you are smiling with your glasses. That's not preaching. That's confusion. Move. Number six. How many people have you led to Christ? How many people have you led to Christ? Number seven. How many people have you led in the baptism of the Holy Ghost? How many people? Paul went to a place and he said, have you received the baptism of the Holy Ghost? They said, which baptism? We only know of John the Baptist baptism. Paul said, John care? No. The person that John talked about has already come. His name is Jesus. So, come. And obviously they gave their life to Christ and they were filled with the Holy Ghost. Filling of the Holy Ghost is still part of the greater works. How many people, your friends don't speak it. They say, no, there are different ways to just pray. You know, these things are just, you know, somebody you pray, God, listen to me. You have to be filled with the Holy Ghost. You have to be filled. It's the power from on high. Number eight. How many people have you discipled or currently discipling? Well, this one is a bit more high level because if you are struggling with the other ones, this one will be an issue. How many people are you discipling or currently discipling? Praise God. Now, why greater works? As I round up, why greater works? Let's go to John chapter 12. John chapter 12. Praise God. John chapter 12. If you are blessed, let me hear your voice. If you are blessed, praise God. If you don't answer me, I understand. Don't worry. John chapter 12. John chapter 12 verse 20-26. Jesus said, and Jesus answered them, saying, the hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abides alone, but if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. He that loves his life shall lose it, and he that hated his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. Are you ready for the answer? Why have we not experienced greater works? Why are we not experiencing greater works? The answer is very simple. It's called self. It's called self. Let me spell it for you. S-E-L-F. S-E-L-F. Self. It has other abbreviation called selfishness. On that one, it says self-centeredness. Then if you want to abbreviate it to one letter, it's called I. 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 Then the other variation, me. Myself. It's all about you. I pray the Lord break selfishness in your life in Jesus' name. I pray the Lord break self-centeredness in your life. If you look through the scripture, everybody that operated greater works, or even the works of Jesus, they had died to self. I read again. Except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abides alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. The reason why you're not bearing results, the reason why you're not bearing fruit, apart from testimonies that are centered around yourself, I've said this before. Some people get promotion. Let me start with something basic. You get promotion. They increase your salary or increase your customers increase. Your income increases. Your offering still remains 500 naira. Who are you deceiving? No, who are you deceiving? Who are you deceiving? Praise God. Self. Luke 9. Let's go to Luke 9:23. how to follow Jesus? Luke 9:23. In Luke 9:23, the Bible says, and he said unto them, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself. You see it again. Deny himself. Deny himself. Take up his cross daily and follow me. Deny himself. Take up his cross daily and follow me. Deny himself. Take up his cross daily and follow me. Let's go back to John. John chapter 12. I'll read it one more time again. John 12:23. I'm already rounding up already. Praise the Lord. Except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, he abides alone. But if he die, he bringeth forth much fruit. You have to die to self. You have to break self-centeredness. He that loves his own life shall lose it. Some of us, we love ourselves. We love ourselves. Pastor, if I don't love myself, who will I love? Don't worry. You see your result now. And he that hates life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. Verse 26. If any man serve me, let him follow me. Some of you here, you still want them to do an announcement for you to join the workforce. No, don't worry. I'm very busy. I don't want to go for service. I don't know the unit to join. Stop asking for revelation. Go and meet the pastor and ask, which unit do you need me to join? And join the unit. By default, join prayer and evangelism. Don't worry, you can't miss it there. He said, if any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there also my servant will be. I'm telling you what to do so you can experience greater works. So why are we not experiencing greater works? The answer is self. I won't go further into it, so we will not start crying. Lastly, as we end number 6, what to do now to experience greater works? I've talked about what is greater works, why greater works, stories of greater works. We talked about Harvest World Assembly, how the Lord has helped us. I forgot to say this. Everything I shared about Harvest World this year, that's not all the story about Harvest. I just picked some stories, right? Everything we did as a six-year-old church. Six-year-old church. If that's not greater works, I don't know what to call it. Then I talked about questions, greater works. I asked you some questions. I don't know the one that got you. Then why wouldn't experience greater works itself? You have to break self in your life. Now, what to do now to explain greater works? Number one, pray. I'm not talking about praying for your needs. I want to marry. I want a better job. Some of you, since you got out of NYC, you have grumbled about all your jobs. All your job. God has not heard thank you in your mouth once. You have grumbled about everything. It's 20,000 they are paying me. It is 40,000 grumbling. That one, God will deliver you from grumbling and murmuring because it's a sin. Praise God. Some of you is worry. Grumbling and worry affects your prayer life. Because prayer now, I'm talking about intercession. Jesus was saying, Jesus looked at the harvest. If the harvest was plentiful then, how much more now? I gave you the statistics. 3 billion people have not heard Jesus' name once. Oh, I was in Ekpe. Let me share this story quickly. I was in Ekpe. One village in Ekpe, Igboye. In Ekpe, the other village they worship idols. I didn't know. It was when we were rounding up. I was there, and I went to meet one young boy. I said, "What's your name?" He's a Muslim boy and all that. I said, "Okay, so I'll talk to you about Jesus." The boy looked at me. I said, "You have not heard of Jesus before." He said, "I've never heard that name before." I said, "Yeah, in Lagos here, young boy, 10-year-old, he has never heard the name Jesus." Listen to me, this thing is real. So, how do you experience greater works? Number one. Prayer, go and pray. Jesus saw the harvest and said, pray ye the Lord of the harvest that he may send more laborers. Pray ye the Lord that he may send more laborers. Pray for souls. Pray that God's kingdom is done. Pray that God's will is done. Pray that more church are planted. Pray that the hand of Satan is taking up people's lives, people's marriages. Pray. All these 15 minutes prayer because you want to enter traffic and because you want to get to, because you want to sleep. You cannot get greater works. Prayer. Number two, go. Somebody say go. In the go here, I'm talking about evangelism. Yes, so part of the goal of today's teaching is I want everybody listening to me. Everybody listening to me. As far as you are not lame and you are not blind. This week, you will go out there and talk to somebody about Jesus and lead people to Christ. Somebody hearing me? Go evangelize. Go and evangelize. I got you in Matthew 28 and Mark 16. Go and evangelize. This social media thing we're just typing up and down that we don't have any crown at all must stop. We must go and preach the gospel. You can, when you are in traffic, you can preach in a bus. You can get tracks. Go back to old school. If you don't have tracks, I have. You can contact me. I'll get tracks. Get tracks and share with people. Share tracks in the bus. When you are, if you are driving, once you go and fill your car, buying fuel, The fuel attendant say, God bless you, drop tracks in his hand. There are so many. You go to Chicken Republic or go and take ice cream. The security man, give him honey and give him tracks. There are so many things you can do. The pastor has said it before. Those who make excuses make nothing. You are beginning excuses since time immemorial. I am shy. I am this. I am that. See your life. Just see it now. Go evangelize. Number three, give. If you are here, you are still struggling with tithe and offering. I'm not talking to you. Your own case is a different case entirely. The giving here I'm talking about is partnering with the gospel. When we started Lekki Church, it wasn't prayer we used to start it. It wasn't prayer. It was money. It was money. And it's still money. When Bagala Church was going to start, it was money. It wasn't prayer. Oh, Father, oh, glory to God. Announcement, you just clap. No. It's money. Give. You partner with the spread of the gospel. You partner. Can I say something radical? Let me say something radical. For everyone here, part of what you should do with your finances, praise God, apart from your savings, apart from your tithe and your upkeep, part of your portion of your monthly income, part of it should be for the gospel. If you are a serious Christian, if you are a serious end time Christian. Serious end time Christian, because some of us don't believe Jesus is coming soon. Jesus, leave that one. Go and look at news properly. The time is overdue. The reason why Jesus has not come is because of this same thing I'm talking about. There are people who have not heard. How will Jesus come? What will be the excuse? 3 billion people say, Jesus, I've not heard about you now. Why will you come? Why will you send us to hell? We have to preach the gospel. So giving. If you are still struggling with tithe and offering, I wasn't referring to you at all. Please just go and repent in that one. Praise God. You have to give. Number 4, obey God. Obey God. This one, we have to take a full sermon on this one. A lot of Christians are in disobedience. Disobedience. Talk to your uncle. Talk to the security man. He has impressed it. You want God to write on the sky. The ink he used to write on the sky, he doesn't have that ink again. The last time he wrote was in Genesis. He doesn't write again. He speaks through the spirit, through the inner witness. Highest, through dreams and vision. Highest. So stop waiting for a greater manifestation than instruction. You know. Go and obey God. God says you pray for Northern Christian. Start praying. Hey, I'm too busy. I forget. I don't know what to pray about. I don't have prayer points. Obey God. You have healing anointing. Each time there is service in church and pastor is ministering, you are feeling fire on your hand. The fire on your hand is not for showing off in church on Sunday. It's for laying hands on the sick. Go and obey God. Number 5, surrender and yield more. If why we are not experiencing greater works is self, then to experience greater works is to surrender, is to yield. Surrender and yield more. Listen, the more you yield to God, the more God can use you. The more you yield to God, the more you surrender to God, the more God will use you. I found out that one way to really get anointed, yes, fasting. You can get anointed through fasting, through prayer, through reading the word, through listening to anointed. But I found one way is just total surrender to God. A vessel that is surrender to God, God can pour any anointing on that vessel. Number 6, leave your comfort zone. Leave your comfort zone. Some of you want to obey God, but you like your comfort zone. Leave your comfort zone. Go and learn something new. Leave your comfort zone. Then number 7, keep speaking. Faith confessions bring faith realities. Keep speaking. I will heal the sick. I will raise the dead. I will do exploit for Jesus. Keep saying it over and over again. As you keep on saying it, faith is built up on your inside, and the things will come in line with that thing. The books will come your way. All those things will come your way. Keep speaking. Faith confessions bring faith realities. Stop speaking negative. Speak what you want. Mark 11 says, "Then you shall have what you say. You shall have what you say." Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay, I'm ready, done. 4 quotes, and I end. Ryan Bonke said this, "A church that does not save the lost, that church is lost itself. A church that does not save the lost, that church is lost itself." Can I also add this one? A Christian that does not save the lost, that Christian is lost itself. Praise God. That's Ryan Bonke. Number 2, this one is by Oswald J. Smith. "We talk of the second coming of Christ. Half the world has never heard of the first coming." Did you hear that one? Oswald J. Smith said, "We talk of the second coming of Christ. Half of the world." When Oswald J. Smith was saying this, he didn't have the statistics I had now. He didn't have it all. We talk of the second coming of Christ. Half the world has never heard of the first coming. Go and talk to somebody about Jesus. Number three, or suggest me again. No one has the right to hear the gospel twice, while there remains someone who has not heard it once. I repeat, no one has the right to hear the gospel two times, while there remains someone out there who has not heard the gospel one time. No one has the right to hear the gospel twice, while there remains someone who has not heard the gospel once. Then lastly, by Apostle Paul, 1 Corinthians 9:16. For necessity is laid upon me. Woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. For necessity is laid upon me. Woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. What are greater works? Getting people saved, getting people baptized in the Holy Ghost, starting churches, or starting cells, healings, miracles, manifestation, and demonstrations of the Spirit. Praise the Lord. Can we bow our head as we pray? Father Lord, we thank you. We give you all the glory, we give you all the praise. Lord, thank you for teaching us. You spoke through your servant, Pastor Gbenga Shafe, that the word for the year is greater works. You even gave us a confession. We recite it every Sunday. But Lord, you have told us to take a closer view at this greater works matter. And Lord, we have gone into your word. Lord, we receive grace to obey. We receive grace to adjust. Lord, as many of us that need to repent, Lord, we repent. We repent. We repent. And Lord, we begin to act immediately on it. We receive grace in Jesus' name. Help us, O Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If you're blessed, can you hear loud hallelujah? You can type it or say it if you're blessed. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.